Court Home Alone, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Birthday by Ain O'Cara. It is late one July night. The summer heat cloaks the valley like a blanket, and the sky is bright, as it is day and night at this time of year. The red convertible cruises on the road that winds up along the semi-dry riverbed. She is hot. Drops of sweat cover her skin like dew. A sweet scent of a warm, fruity woman rises from between her swaying, sun-tanned breasts that press lightly against the thin fabric of her dress. She stretches her neck lazily, like a cat. It is so warm. Her wet tongue dances over her plump red lips. She reaches out a slender, tanned hand and picks a large and juicy raspberry from the basket in the passenger seat. She slowly bites into it, enjoying the cooling feeling of the fruit on her swollen lips, before she lets her mouth enclose the whole berry, quenching her thirst. The juice makes her lips shine in the evening sun. She is approaching the tunnel, the deep black hole in the depths of the earth. Her heart beats harder in her chest. She watches the earth's womb as it comes closer and closer. The mountain's ridges spread on both sides of the river like open legs, giving her full access. The earth lies there, quivering, waiting. She feels her own pussy, throbbing, pulsating, getting wet. She is close now. With a muffled roar, she heads into the depths. She is enclosed by darkness as she drives deeper and deeper into the tunnel. Her nose fills with earthy scents as she opens the car's roof. She is alone in the darkness. The cool air bites into her skin. Her heart is pounding harder and harder. This time she must be brave. Further on, there is an exit, like a small opening in the mountain. She stops the car. That's as far as she dares go. Everything is quiet. Her perky nipples resemble small pink buttons on the thin silk. She slowly sneaks a hand down between her legs and gasps at her own touch. She shivers. She stands up and steps out of the car, where she carefully sits on the bonnet, spreads her legs wide. A cool breeze sneaks in under her dress. She opens up. She leans back against the windscreen and closes her eyes. She imagines a miner coming out of the mountain. A tall, powerful miner with muscles dancing in the light of the tunnel lamps. He wants her. She can tell from a long distance, and he wants to take her, just as much as she wants to be taken. She lifts up her skirt, slowly, with a hint of uncertainty, shyly almost. Her hands carefully stroke the inside of her thighs. She is wet, so wet. Her breath is heavy and slow. He sees her. And now he is standing in front of her. His strutting cock is aiming at her. It is so large and throbbing. He wants to fill her up completely, and she can't get away. She just has to let him in. The orange tunnel lights reflect on the moist drops on the tip of his remarkable cock. His eyes shine, bright green and reckless, just as he says triumphantly, "Now you are mine, woman."